Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, from Studio 5 here at Hutton Orbital. I am one of your hosts, Rudolf Hucker, and joining me in the studio tonight we have...
the inevitable Dick Chafing!
Well, better take it away.
And tonight we have the most amazing news, and here are your headlines.
A ship a minute? Hutton traffic out of control, say controllers.
Ghost ship blink drive mystery.
Hutton expels Federation diplomats after assassination attempt.
Close shave at Fort Mug.
Missing Don, rumoured to be in league with extraordinary gentlemen.
Fort Mug hot mess as falling space cow goes moo? Docking controllers at Hutton have had to go for a bit of a lie down this week, after one of the busiest weeks since the Mug production started. A ship a minute has been putting legs down on the pads with a further 85 in system at any point in time. The dock handlers have had a surprisingly easy time, with the majority of vessels docking then simply handing over a dodgy-looking USB stick full of data to a shady non-Hutton dealer and scarpering with a big brown envelope stuffed with cash. Most of the departing ships can't even be bothered to buy up any gin and mugs, making us think that our visitors aren't really proper Hutton truckers, but the kind of fair-weather friends that go home from the pub just before it's their round. Over to you.
Thank you, Dick. Our investigators this week have been trying to get to the bottom of a knotty problem. With the surge in traffic at the orbital, we've been receiving rumours of ships appearing near the nav beacon. Then mysteriously vanishing in a cloud of metal parts, only to appear like the Mary Celeste at Hutton only moments later, dock silently with no lights on, then jump back away into the black. When hailed, these ships don't respond. Our fast action response team, or FART, at Hutton have been performing close flybys of these ghost ships, and there is no sign of life from the cockpit. The ships reappear as fast as they disappear, flitting in and out of Hutton space time and time again, and are spooking the bejeepers out of Hutton truckers. Rumours have started that they're the long-lost souls of ships that didn't make it to Hutton during the scrap runs. Their souls forever trapped in a Hutton mug, drawn endlessly to the orbital in some kind of Tartarus torture task, up there with Sisyphus and his big boulder, or Tantalus and his nasty case of dry grapes. On that sour note, back to you, Dick.
Inwardly facing again with the next news item, we stick with Hutton space, as we've been in lockdown for the last few days. There has been a news embargo which, given that we only broadcasted once a week, hasn't been too hard a chore. But we have now been allowed to release the information that there was an attempt on Progenitor Lael Wolf's life over the weekend. Miss Wolf, stern task mistress of the Hutton truckers, was admitted to hospital with a mysterious case of poisoning. Along with her hairdresser, dresser-upperer, Welsh dresser, dress-presser, and public address writer. With the sheer amount of traffic in Hutton space, the lockdown was latched in the hopes of trapping the miscreant in system and working out how Leah was poisoned, why she was poisoned, how it was delivered, and whether we'd be dealing with a case of murder or just assault with intent to hurt Hutton. We can confirm that her entourage has now been released from hospital and that all fingers are being pointed at malicious foreign intent, most pointedly pointed at the Federation. Alvin has expelled 32 Federation diplomats from the orbital and a further 100 from Hutton-controlled stations. The Federation have denied absolutely everything, stating that the use of poisons only manufactured by the federal military is nothing to do with them. And how dare Hutton jump to conclusions? They claim that the chemical signature on the poison was forged. The parcel labeled to Lael from the Federation wasn't from them. The fingerprints of a known federal agent must have been forcibly hacked off his fingers, and that besides, they've never even heard of Hutton. We don't believe them. But as an unbiased news station that doesn't have an opinion at all on the Federation, we're keeping an open mind as to whether it was them or the gremlins did it when they weren't looking. Back to you, Rudolph.
Thank you, Dick. Back looking away from Hutton again, it appears that Federal and Imperial Rankmeisters have been at it again, selling ranks willy-nilly to anyone with a couple of hours to spare and a big bundle of cash. There has been a glut of kings and a plethora of admirals admitted to their ranks in the last few weeks, with every man jack with a spaceship appearing to have a grand title like Grand Duke of the Little Planet on the Western Arm of the Pleiades that no one goes to, and Admiral of the Millionth Federal Fleet of two ships somewhere near Sol. We're not sure what ranking that much is going to do to anyone, other than allow them to spend more cash on huge ships, and then get bored of them once they realise that the truckers' friends themselves, the Type 9 Space Cow and Anaconda, are just as useful, without going blind or gaining hairy palms. Those of us who are rankless with the superpowers are looking forward to the day when the draft knocks on everyone's door and reminds them that with great titles come great responsibilities, and that you did read the small print about defending the Empire against the Thargoids, didn't you? We understand that Alliance pilots are planning to laugh long and hard when all the kings are first up against the wall when the firing squad is called.
In our ongoing investigation into the disappearance of the Dawn, with millions of tons of materials from the repair efforts in the Pleiades, we can exclusively reveal that our roving reporter, Rex Bottoms, spotted the Dawn in a bar the other day, deep in conversation with a bespatched and rather tall chap going by the name of the Grand Master. We're putting two and two together, along with the letters G, A, T, and C in various combinations, and reports of the thefts of large amounts of prehistoric amber from Sol, and coming to the conclusion that the two are building some kind of giant prehistoric monster breeding factory. As we can't land on planets of tropical rainforests and rolling savannas, we're unable to investigate further, but what the Dawn intends to do with these giant toothy crocodile relatives, we can only speculate. And as ever, being him, it's probably something nasty and going to make him rich. Back to you, the plucker, Mr. Hucker.
Thank you, Tricky Dicky. Finally tonight, Fort Mug on Hutton Moon in Eol Procul Centauri, somewhere out in Colonia, which is just around the corner from Sagittarius A star, and the home of roving space truckers away from home, has hit a bit of a rocky time recently. With the endless wars in systems we don't want, and a series of failed retreats, it finally took its toll, with our influences in Doritos and Fort Mug at an all-time low. Luckily, the combined efforts of a handful of pilots, aided by the Hanky and Mindwipe, those two go together really well, don't they, dragged us up screaming by our shortened curlies, and for the time being, we're out of danger. Any pilots heading for Hutton Moon, we have a warning. Beware plummeting space cows. We also have a request. Can you hang around a bit and lend a hand? It's a big hot mess out there.